Yadayim, chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Ritzus Tefillin Im HaTefillin. So, Metamas Esa Yadayim. So, the straps of the Tefillin, when joined together with the Tefillin, render the hands impure. It's an interesting thing, but Tefillin, and according to this opinion, even the straps of the Tefillin make your hands impure. You touch them, your hands are impure. And if you wanted to then go and touch Truma or Kodesh after that, you'd have to wash your hands first, before, otherwise you'd render the Truma impure. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Ritzus Tefillin Einam Metamas Esa Yadayim. He holds that the straps don't render hands impure, only the actual tefillin, you know, the boxes and the scrolls inside there. But he brings up that the locha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. So if in the days when we had to worry about our hands being pure or not because of Truma and Kodesh and those kind of things, after a person put on his tefillin, he'd have to go wash his hands afterwards.